You is a fool for this one.
I've been putting belt to ass all summer. I feel like y'all bitch.
Oh, man.
Bitch, I'm red, not green. Little hoe, stop playing with me.
Stop playing. Bitches, they be throwing out my energy. This is my, get my day started song right now.
It's a party, y'all.
It don't be a party, though. Who I be going this? To work.
Lotto and Baby Drew.
It does. Get okay. It gets you hyped, though.
I just wish I could be in the mind of a producer. Like, how do you y'all be coming up with this shit? It be too cracking.
And like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Like, was you just sitting at the computer like,
pushing buttons?
Like, how? I'm about to learn how to be a producer. It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Hey. It's a holiday. It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Hey. Time to celebrate. It's a party, it's a party, it's a party. Happy New Year, guys. It's a holiday. We back in this bitch. Hey,
it's been a minute. Time to celebrate.
Them niggas ain't had enough. Every time they throw, I like Baby Drill, but it sound like, I don't know, like his chest be compressed. Doesn't sound like he got asthma. Like he harder breathing.
Yeah, he got a little asthma.
Yeah. I'm about to see what he look like. I don't know. He a big nigga?
No, is he sound like a big nigga?
Oh, he do sound like a big nigga. Hold on.
All right, I ain't gonna lie. We can keep him.
Hey, he don't look that big, Daniel.
Oh, he not?
No.
I ain't gonna lie.
He do look how he sound, though.
Yeah. We could say this verse.
You don't want to hear Baby Drill?
Well, you shouldn't have did that.
Well, you was the one walking around carrying on shit. No, you the nigga in charge. Like, you the head nigga in charge.
I'm not like saying cut him off.
You saying in
like,
general.
He didn't need to be on the song.
Yeah.
I would like to hear what a double Lotto verse would have sounded like on here.
Wait, what is his name?
And Baby Drill.
Drill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely look how he sound. Oh, this nigga got braces. Okay.
This nigga got braces.
Let me see.
Maybe hey, he ain't guys. Got on no more. Maybe this old.
He a little thick.
Happy New Year.
I don't know. He might still got
Happy
on.
New
Happy
Year,
New
Chris.
Year or New Year's?
Year, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I had an argument year. With my son about it.
He said
you had to argue with the kids?
Yes. He talking about it has an S. I'm like, no it doesn't.
These kids ain't learning shit.
I'm just an educator. For a living, literally.
He literally was like, it has an S. That's why it says, and then he starts singing a Christmas song. And I said, there's no S on there.
What Christmas song had New Year's in it?
Right.
Give me a little bit of it.
Sing it.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
No.
Yeah, okay. I see
where
he went
wrong. So when I say year, he was like, oh, that do kind of make sense. I pulled
it. I know. It's because it's 1 year. That boy is 27 years old. Why he don't know that?
Ladies in the building.
It's a lot of grown.
That's just like when people be like, oh, he 1 year old.
Is he?
Nah, he 12 months.
Is 12 months? Can it have an S?
When do you get done using the months? And
I never.
It's a lot of people that use them for a long time. But 12 is where I'm
not doing that.
Oh, I don't even do it at 12.
18 months.
But I'm saying once you 12 months, you won.
Yeah.
That's it.
What happened when they got to get them clothes though?
That don't even matter because your kid might be too big, your kid might be too little.
You might came out with a little what's that shit called? Steroid baby.
Steroid.
He come out 24 months.
My little cousin is like 5 months old and she's wearing like a 2T.
Oh my god, what?
That's a big baby.
She thick.
Shout out to the big kid.
Yeah, her mama, that's that breast milk kid.
Breast milk kids.
My kids
get you there.
Had breast milk and they was not that damn big.
Well, then, yo, look at you.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
What did you think was going to happen?
Okay.
Now, if I would have breastfed my babies like I was supposed to, them motherfuckers would be, what's up, mom?
Danielle feeding skim milk.
1%.
Okay.
Danielle. Girl, you don't even eat cheese, please.
Right,
them kids was never going to grow up fucking with you.
Oh, my
milk,
God.
Shout out to the formula.
That milk a little malnourished.
That is condensed. So crazy.
Oh, man. Shout out to you, though, for breastfeeding them kids.
Oh, thank you.
Straight from the mother's breast.
How long did you do it, like, exclusively, though?
Daniel, he went from boob to cup. He, for, like, Swear. 11 months. Yeah. 11 months for Daniel, and I only did it for 7 for Devin. You got a nice
to
lady.
That drink at 7. She goes, I got to get a drink.
No, she once she tasted, because she I had to pump with Devin because she had to get that extra calorie formula mm-hmm. mixed in with my breast milk. Mm-hmm. But once she tasted that formula by itself, she wouldn't take my breast milk no more.
Yeah, she was like, get her up out of here.
I always did both.
I had like a year supply in the freezer too after she
because I knew. First of all, breastfed kids are just
heathens.
Horrid to deal with. They don't never want to leave from their
mama. Oh, yeah. Daniel would not.
I was like, but see, you was married. I was the single mama from the jump. So I was like, damn, I guess y'all just going to have to learn to be away from me. so we going to give you a little formula here, but a little nip here.
The crazy thing with Daniel, when we were in the hospital, he wouldn't latch at first. So I was crying, asking them to give me about it. And that lady was like, no, you going to get it.
Bitch.
I was like, what? So then, yeah, he eventually.
He was like, I guess I'm going to starve. I'll suck on this yeah, bitch titty.
Exactly. They would not let me give him a bottle. They made me. She was like, you're going to get this. And he finally latched.
Dang, did you like confide in her?
I was, crying.
But like before this, did you confide in her? Like, I
this
really want to breastfeed.
No,
me.
She had, no, I did not. I did not. Woo!
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Hey, if y'all have not noticed, we have missed each other. Now we're talking about our children.
I know.
Yeah, we just drinking Moet.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
We are starting
dang,
the new year.
So dang, hefty cup.
Please have as much as you would like.
This nigga Chris crazy. I don't know what's finna happen, y'all.
Nothing
I don't even
but
know
alcohol.
Where my cup went. But yeah. Well, we just talking about breastfeeding a little bit. We talking about titties.
Titties.
Really.
You like
titties.
Titties,
it's more about the titties than anything.
Yeah. So.
Wait, what did y'all do last
I
night?
I feel like at the fucking. I worked last night.
Okay, wait. We going to start with what?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're recording
New
on
Year's,
January 1st.
Doing. Yeah, it's January 1st, everybody. We would have did this a few days earlier, but grown folks got to make grown folks money. So we took the time to give it to you on the day of.
Yeah.
Drink some champagne together as a family because, you know, we bringing in the New Year's. I mean, I'm with the kids.
Boy, you just said New Year's.
I know.
That's what I said.
I just kept it riding.
You just was like,
it rolls off
the tongue.
I'm going to
see if they're going to say something.
Yeah, I knew y'all would.
How was work, Shanae? Was it cracking?
So I worked at my regular job for the game. Mm-hmm. Thank God them Chiefs won.
Shout out to the Chiefs for winning. Hold on, man. Let me. Damn, that's
oh,
loud.
You turned
I'll
it up.
That. I'll fix that later.
You did turn it up. I told you to turn it down. You turned it up. That's what okay. See, this don't nobody listen
and
to me.
And we replacing that this year. We're replacing the air horn for Shanae this year, guys. So I'm going to hit it one more time.
A little bass in that motherfucker.
That's the last time you're going to hear it.
We need a strong horn.
Yeah, she want a manly horn. I got one for her.
Ooh.
That's what she said.
So I had to work. I worked the game. And well, not worked the game, but I worked mm-hmm. at the bar during the game, and we won. Thank you, Jesus, because boy, y'all love to disappoint somebody on a holiday, don't
they? Listen, they'll let you down.
Y'all lost for my birthday. Y'all lost on Christmas. Y'all like Jesus. So
I done started watching the game just to enjoy football again. Like, fuck y'all, win or lose.
All right, now you got
have
to
have a good game.
Have a good game.
You did your best, but y'all don't. Never mind.
Y'all don't do y'all the best.
So then one of my friends asked me to sub in for her for a party that she was supposed to work. And I did it, and it was cool. It was a college party.
Oh,
let me tell y'all about them cheerings.
Where was it at?
They at a Black Charlie's.
Oh, okay.
They didn't. Them babies didn't know how to order no drinks, y'all. This baby said, "Ma'am, do you make mixed drinks here?" I'm like, "Mixed drink like what?" He said, "So if I ask for a Jack Daniels, like I don't know what this is, Jack, can I get some Coke in it too?" I'm like, "Yeah."
I'm not going to say these kids are underage, but that's an underage question.
I mean,
like, I
that's what I just started drinking. Well, they was checking ID at the door.
I would have checked it twice. Like,
they checked ID at the door. But I can't tell y'all the last time I worked in an event where I had to actually, like, pay attention if you had, like, a wristband or anything. Mm-hmm. I was having a look. And when he said that, I showed went to his hand, like, oh, you got an X. All right, well, I get you your Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. It was crazy.
But that's cool, though. It's cool to be in a different atmosphere for the New Year's, especially even with the children. Or to you. You ain't got to be out with the hoodlums or the
I don't know. I was
cool
going to be
crowd.
At home.
Yeah, just hang out with some people that's enjoying being out.
If I wasn't working, I would have definitely been at home.
Oh, that's where I was.
Under the table eating grapes.
Me and my wife
I was under the table
we
eating grapes.
We should have drunk some champagne, but what we did was...
When did this start?
What happened?
Oh, yeah. What is the thing about the greatest?
I know. I've never heard it.
I'm not.
And you was doing it.
I haven't heard it today.
I literally been seeing it on TikTok.
What I tell you today? That new generation, new. Yeah. tradition should I start this year. And yeah. it's gonna happen. Forever
I literally
now.
Was seeing it on TikTok everywhere.
They got y'all. Ass.
And I was like, oh my god, she posted that she did it last year.
What are we going? Let's just start one. With Shawna.
Let's what are we going to do? One. I don't know. You got to hop on one leg for one whole minute.
You got to juggle jelly.
The right, but it got to be the right leg. Okay. No, you got to alternate. How about alternate? No, that's like running in place. One leg. Let's do the left leg.
What? No, it got to be something that maybe it ain't going to be New Year's. Let's let New Year slide. We're going to come up for some Thanksgiving or some. You know what? That's what we're going
to
do.
I'm about to. Because I already done found out. So much lately. I found out about the nigga from the DMV that's the one that started Kwanzaa.
Shout out to the dude that started Kwanzaa. The fact that he was kidnapping people when after the fact.
Started Kwanzaa.
Girl. He started Kwanzaa. It's and he alive.
That nigga is American.
Yeah. He's Pan African or Hotep, if whichever one. I don't know. I don't want to disrespect neither of them, but yeah, he like
that nigga.
Yeah, he like real group economics black. So
he started that. That's why I'm like, we gotta start something that's gonna stick. Make an impact.
Okay.
You know,
yeah. Think on that. And that girl,
did you wear red drawers?
Yes. Then that girl who made an impact.
Danielle that fast. That shit happened in less than 48 hours, Danielle. How did she treat
it? It was
you
a before and after. It wasn't just her. It was a whole bunch of them.
What was the before? Because
it's
after?
On TikTok.
So what happened yeah. to? So what happened to them that was so good? What happened to them that was
they
so good?
They did it last year, and now this, and then the 2023, they had an amazing year, found the love of their life, all that shit.
So that's gonna happen to you now.
But I heard that the red thing, the red pennies, is only if for the man thing. But you can do it for prosperity. Wait. Just for the, I heard it's a Hispanic thing actually.
Mm. You're supposed to do it for.
You're supposed to eat 12 grapes. No, a Hispanic told me 12 grapes.
She was on TikTok
for
too.
Each month. She wasn't. I was at her house yesterday. 12 grapes for every month, and then it's supposed to mean prosperity. But the under the table shit, I got from TikTok, and you got to eat them before.
So you've been eating
clock.
Grapes for Thanksgiving. You ain't no black eyed peas or nothing?
For that's New Year's, not.
I mean, you know what I mean.
No, I just did that shit last night. That was the first time
but
I ever
saying,
did it.
Did you eat black eyed peas?
No, my mom wasn't here.
So you gonna do all the other race shit, but
I
you ain't gonna do
house?
Our shit?
I no, clean the house?
You know what I'm saying.
Girl, that's not even a superstitious
that's
thing.
That's a black
no.
thing, though.
I don't,
yes,
but
my
I think
mama
that
said
that's,
she's
I don't
always
think that
told
that's
me.
A superstitious thing. I think that's like just in your mind mentally being like, let me start off the year with a clean slate.
Oh, no. Mama told me you always supposed to make black eyed peas and shit. And you never another start the new year with your house dirty
okay.
and all your clothes.
So I'm on Vogue.
Okay.
Vogue?
It was the first thing that popped up when I New Year's superstition. So it's a midnight kiss. Eat 12 grapes.
Definitely didn't do that. Didn't
I
do
kissed
that.
Daniel.
Eat 12 grapes.
I ate the 12
collard
grapes.
Greens and black eyed peas.
That's a
so
black thing.
Yeah. I respect that because it's definitely a black thing. Yeah. Empty suitcase. So if you was traveling, you get all that shit up out of there.
Okay.
Well that's part
break
of cleaning
up. Pomegranate.
Like.
Now, what is
what
this?
Does that do?
Mm-mm, that sounds like Caucasian.
Yep, we just going
to. But what does it do?
Anything pomegranate sounds Caucasian to me.
Oh,
to
I
be
love
fair.
Pomegranates.
Hey, the sentence starts in Greek culture. Yeah, we don't know about that.
Yeah, them white people.
Open the windows. That's Irish superstition.
Damn. I wish I would have read this yesterday.
Wear polka dots.
Didn't do that.
First foot in. Don't know what the fuck that is. Scotland keeps the party
it
going
explain.
By celebrating right. hog money, which is basically a time to rejoice from New Year's Eve through January 2nd. The Scottish partake in first footing, where the first person to enter the house of New Year's Day is seen as a bringer of luck for the coming year.
Well, it was me and Daniel.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't nobody come
in my house? Oh. It was me. It was me in my
red
house.
Red underwear.
See?
If you have a cute pair of red lace undies.
They ain't gonna be laced too.
It was a thong and
freaky
it was,
script.
Yeah, right. Goddamn. What a superstition. Mm-hmm. You've been waiting to wear, wanting to wear, excuse me.
Oh, no.
Consider this
it
your
was just
sign.
Some regular ones
in Italy. See, another white tradition. No disrespect to the white folks. I didn't know y'all had all this extra shit y'all doing though. Pork and sauerkraut. Yuck.
Ew.
That's Germany. All right. And I think that was it. Yeah, that was nasty.
So I cleaned my house.
So the things
I didn't
you
do
said
none of
were
that.
On there, but
yeah.
But they're all white traditions.
Oh,
but
wow.
I didn't do any of those
shout
things.
Out to them.
I deep clean my house top to bottom.
I literally always think I'm superstitious until like New Year comes
I don't around. Believe in superstitions, actually.
The disrespect, though, let's go back to collard greens.
You know, I don't play about splitting
yeah,
no poles.
This bitch will lose it if I walk I don't split give a fuck about splitting poles. Yeah, me either. I don't
but
do
everything. I don't know why I'm so serious about that one.
I stopped being superstitious a long time ago.
I never like, was superstitious.
I don't but
you
were
sitting up under somebody's damn table.
The broom. I know, I did.
Nah, you sweep my feet with a broom, I'm not going to spit on.
Yeah.
I don't believe in karma.
I
either,
had an
though.
Old boss.
Oh,
like
I
that.
Definitely believe in I karma. Y'all I know believe, I always say God don't play about me.
That is true, and they don't. And I, the God that
and
I
what
know,
happened earlier? It,
she just said
seen that God don't play about me. You seen it with your own too. Come on now.
Hey,
it's a walking living
it's a party. It's a party. It's a party. Hey.
That's true.
What you know? It's so crazy because that is what happened. That is really like karma for real.
It all right, is. We don't have to talk about that. The listeners don't know.
Nice
oh,
to
shit.
Meet you.
We started on
I'm
what,
sorry.
What did we do yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Shawnee, the only finish. One. Go I ahead. I was you never even started.
So, thank you. So what happened was we started drinking earlier, hanging out on the CH
did
with
y'all
the
have
homies.
Sex?
Yuck.
I'm asking. You know y'all don't be
I'll
doing
be
that.
Yuck.
Yuck. that shit
was all on me.
Yuck is crazy.
That shit was all over me. I had it all in my mind that I was going to get nasty, and I lay right on the couch. And I found myself waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Said,
like
that nigga said, girl, after this nap, I'm tearing that ass up. Woke up, it was January 5th.
I started the night drinking. I started the night with shots. And then
we wait, where'd y'all drink at?
I drank at home. And then I went, yeah, on Clubhouse. And then I went, we went to Summit Grill for dinner, which mm-hmm. was good, really nice.
I love
and
Summit Grill.
I came home, and I had two more shots. Well, you know, she tricks me all the time. Let's watch a movie or some shows or something. That shit lay me down every time.
Wait, did you was what you awake for midnight?
Hell no. Girl, I was sleeping at 11:15 or something like that. I woke up at 3 o'clock like, we about to get in the bed. Nigga, I got in the bed.
We about to get in the bed.
Why he scratched?
Because I was fucked up. We got in the bed and I literally stayed awake for an hour. And she just rolled over and went right to bed. I'm like, you know, that fucked up. I did fall asleep on her, but. Yeah, I mean, that was what our night was. I didn't expect on doing nothing. We had some friends that was having house parties, but it was like, man, we just gonna chill. We normally like to chill on New Year's anyway.
Mm-hmm. I was on the phone. You know, I saw you just look at it. But yeah. I was on the phone with somebody, and mine is beeping too. And they was like, that is a definite sign of a single mama. I said, what? The smoke? You don't smell your... I mean, you don't hear your smoke detector?
No.
I said I never hear
Chris
it.
Chris just changed my battery.
I said I never hear
I was
it.
That one. Chris just changed this battery over here not that long.
Chris, ago. Chris, come change it at my house. I can't reach it.
Chris, like, where you live for?
But I said I never hear it unless somebody like pointed out.
I don't either. I think that's because as single mothers, we really just tune shit out.
Listen, because my mama be yelling at me every time she come over. I be like, I never even hear the shit until you get over here and start tripping.
It be too much other stuff to drown them out. You need to drown stuff like that out.
I never hear that shit. But
I be sleep like a little baby.
Exactly.
It's a lullaby.
That's crazy that you can't sleep with it.
It's not even that serious. But girls ain't got no kids, though.
My other one, I took it off. I ripped that bitch down. But then the other one started.
Chris don't have no kids. See, if he had kids, he wouldn't even.
Damn dog. Your dog don't bark?
His dog be quiet as fuck.
Oh, shit.
I hear him talking to the dog more than I hear the dog bark. I don't think I've ever heard the dog barking. Is the dog mute?
I'm trying to catch you
on the damn podcast.
Oh my god.
This nigga is.
I didn't hear it. But
I still don't hear it, I'm gonna be honest.
Yesterday, I just had one kid, and we were supposed to have a party or two at the house. Mm-hmm. But then he wanted to play his VR with friends. So we went to a friend's house and I let him kick it and we just chilled at their house until midnight. And I was trying to be at the door at 12:02. I didn't think I was going to make it to midnight. I was so tired.
I thought I was going to work and go home. But then I got the call like or the text like, can you? I said, sure.
Making money is always a plug. Come Chris, on. Let it go.
Just let it go.
All right, guys. I'm back.
Yeah. So
We're going to deal with that, though. That son of a bitch is going to stop beeping.
Oh, gosh.
I have a real big vendetta about
this. I need you to come. I can't reach it.
And there's no disrespect. I understand a lot of people, like the majority of people, just don't ever fucking hear it.
I don't.
But when it's ringing, that's all I can hear.
I forgot who. I don't remember who this person was, but I knew somebody that was so irritated by that I was like, I found a fucking YouTube video. I found a YouTube video and was like, there was just the fucking beeping of a smoke detector. I said, oh yeah. And I just played it. It wasn't even nothing.
That's disrespectful. I would leave your shit and wouldn't come back.
Okay. They didn't know though.
She said, okay. No, I still got on.
They didn't know.
Shanae, what was your song of the year?
Ooh, oh, of the year. It's crazy.
Song of the year.
I'm going to go. It was definitely Sexy Red. But y'all can't use my... That's why I went
first.
I'm
about to pull up my top. Which one?
It was Booty Hole Brown.
Oh. You played it?
Booty Hole... No, that's literally the song of the year. I'll play it for y'all.
No, I said, what's your song of the year?
Sexy Red.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to my rap.
I didn't rap.
Oh, shit. My top song of the year was the Cuff It With A Remix.
Yeah.
You
want to see my name.
Don't wake up till it storms again.
How do you
check
Pound
it Town out? Was in my top five.
How
though.
Do you check it on Apple Music?
I had two crazy reds.
Well, I'm
crazy.
Not saying like on my thing. My thing was Rich the Fact.
I don't know, y'all girl. I got Spotify. They give me a whole playlist with my top songs.
Yeah, I know. I had seen it before, but I don't remember how I looked at it.
You definitely know
I
don't my know best how to look song of the year now. Was Rich the Factor. Like
my number one was Cover Wetter. Other ones was not new songs for real, but Stingy by Genuine.
No, you was in there.
Crazy Down by Leia.
That being your second hottest song is crazy.
No, that was number three.
Okay.
Leia was two. And then Pound Town was number four and Hellcats SRTs was number five.
Oh, man.
Come on.
You was all over the place.
Hellcats. Hey.
SRTs, nigga, come pull up on me.
What about yours?
I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I have Apple Music, so I don't know how to go to it. Shut up. Open the Apple Music app. Go to Listen Now.
She done. She reading the instructions to y'all. Like, y'all find it. Y'all trying to find it? Then you're about to read y'all the instructions.
If you can't find yours, then yo will help you.
I will.
But in the meantime, yeah, Sexy Red owned the year. Even though I wasn't excited by the end of her year,
she still
is. Like, girl, you just
go ahead and play that new bop while we waiting on Danielle.
All right, bet, because I definitely want to hear it.
Yes, she do.
Sexy Red has a new bop.
She did put out the deluxe of her album, so she got a few of them on there.
It is,
but this one, Chris, about to play my favorite.
We always going on some Sexy Red. Now, I am tired of her, but guess
pull
what?
Pull my baby dead.
Keep going.
Bow, 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 bow. It's that booty meat. Hey, 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 look at them booty cheeks. Ah, 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 ah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that ass
put
on
your
her.
Hand down there, yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I know you like that.
Okay.
Hey. I ain't in the house sad. We finna go out.
This is
it's looking
the
like a drought.
Fan Club podcast.
Period.
She gonna get a song played
every episode if we can.
If we can.
Bitch, I'm show stopping.
I'm trying to do better to the grown listeners. But
what do we think?
Let her rock. Just teach your kids that Sexy Red is not her young inspiration.
What do we think? What do we think is gonna happen after Sexy Red had this baby?
She gonna hit the streets hard.
Literally.
She not gonna slow down.
She probably not gonna sit down at all.
I think she gonna perform with the baby on the hip.
She is, like Rashawn.
With the headphones on her, so she only saying too loud for the baby though, cause she a good mom.
I can see that. And I would allow that, cause I think Sexy Red's image she pushing is gonna call for that. It's gonna call for the baby to be visual.
She gonna show that baby girl. That's a baby girl.
Y'all wanna know something crazy? She got Chief Keef on. Oh yeah, this song. This is the remix then. The other one is just her.
I fuck with Chief Keef now that he's grown.
Somebody said she dropped the ball. Why you didn't have Chief Keef on Shake Your Dreads, the remix? I'm like, yeah. That should have been the one. He don't even sound like Chief Keef on here to me.
He don't.
It's the clone. It's the clone. It's the clone. It's the clone.
Can we talk about clones? We here now.
Oh my God.
We here now. Hey,
Danielle still ain't found this list.
I did. Mine was my number one. Okay. Was Snooze, and then two was Kevin's Heart. But I don't even know how that happened.
Kevin's Heart.
I love that damn song.
Who is Kevin's Heart?
By J. Cole.
Kevin's Heart, J. Cole.
But I feel like
what is that song? I don't think I've ever even heard this song.
He better. Don't need nothing on the side. He better do this at the concert.
Is this a new song?
No.
Hell no, this shit's super old.
I know it is. I don't know.
Get your shit out there.
Listen, he better perform this song.
Y'all going, okay.
This was your number two?
We'll circle back around to Drake and J. Cole.
Danielle was going through some shit.
I love this damn song. But it makes sense because I repeat it after I listen to it the first time. I'll be like, run it back.
All of them songs is in my top five was the one that I'm like, we can't give it to him dry like that. Run that shit back.
Every time. Shit, y'all.
It is.
Shout out to that. Shout out to Cole. Andre.
My girl, she got a diploma.
Are you going to go to the concert with
she got white
with us? Are we trying to do this as a group?
You know what? Yes.
Ooh, I done got hot.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of my resolutions, but we going to get there too.
One of your resolutions?
About this year.
Going places.
No. Being more present with my friends.
Oh, okay. Period.
So, yes, going places, but going places with people that I like to enjoy time with.
Last year, I started a thing when we all.
Danielle keep pulling her. And her little boobies keep falling out.
The fact that you said little is crazy.
They average size.
If we talking in the size big. Of boobies.
They're big. We went bowling and we had so much fun. I was like, damn, we got to do this. Start doing this like once a month. Never did it. But I'm like, stuff like that. Like, we did when we went, it was like me, Sierra, Andre, and all them. We went bowling. But I'm saying, like, we got to start doing. Well, they know who Sierra is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to
them. Them people.
No, because
I feel like we need to start doing like one friendly, like a friend outing together, like once a month is fair. Yeah. I feel like, and easy to accomplish.
Yeah, this year people should take time for the people they care for. So if that's family, friends, hell, the people that work, if you really fuck with them people, just give them a day. You know what I'm saying? Every 2 months or every 3 months, and hell, two times a month if you can.
I feel
just
like
spend time with people that fuck with you for real.
Of my resolutions, I feel like having a better work-life balance is like top priority for me. And just consistency really will cover like most of the things mm-hmm. that are my resolution, but like consistency in my health, consistency with the potting and everything, consistency with my kids, consistency just overall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
being more consistent in your
life. Yeah, just consistency overall, period. I've literally had the biggest issue with consistency my whole life.
Mine is procrastination. That's a deeper conversation because I think we've all been kind of conditioned to survive.
Yeah.
And not plan and prepare, but really like wing it into going into like every week or every month, just making sure things happen so you don't have to worry about it.
But
later.
The thing about it is, and I know you don't really believe in Zodiacs, but listen, the thing about that
is, I don't know about Zodiacs to believe.
The thing about that. As a Sagittarius, me personally,
you better off winging it.
My whole life is literally my whole life is a wing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's a jumbo.
See jumbo.
If you plan it out, it's either not gonna happen or you're gonna wait to the last minute
to
get the
feel,
shit.
But it's just like at the same time, it's like.
Okay. No, I'm saying as a Sagittarius, that's how I am. If I plan it.
Oh, shit, y'all two Sagittarius.
Yeah, it's not going to happen or I'm going to wait to the last minute to get the shit done and be stressed the fuck out. So if I wing it, it comes out its best results.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get better. My thing is procrastination. I'm trying to get better at procrastination.
Yeah, that too.
I procrastinate a lot.
Because you leave a lot of time to get it done, but then you still wait until the last minute to get it done.
And I have so many plans, like work plans that I want to achieve. And it's just about stepping out and just actually doing the shit.
Real shit.
Yeah. I think that's true.
I didn't know we was going to take it to this deep conversation, but that's a good place.
But it's good.
What are you talking about?
It's good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just about stepping out. I get in my head like, no, you need to do this. You got the kids. You got to make sure you take it. But that just stepping out, I just ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
You just step on out on faith.
But you have to because
that's survival mindset. Yeah. You can't get past the fact that you need to chill
exactly
to make sure everything.
And
I've been
the security of everything of having.
We condition ourselves.
Yeah.
Ooh, my condition is condition.
We condition ourselves to think like, well, if I even like. the things that you think you want to do, you say like, well, oh, I probably ain't gonna be able to do that because I ain't gonna have no babysitter. I ain't gonna. Instead of just being like, boom, let me put myself out there, see if it happens. And then if it happens, then we'll deal with whatever has to take place for it to, you know what I'm saying? We psych ourselves out of so many.
That's true.
Opportunities over nothing.
It's always an uphill battle when it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't. It doesn't always have to be. Sometimes there is going to be an uphill battle, period. Mm-hmm. But it don't always, like, sometimes we make it that way, mm-hmm. is the thing.
You let people say things or get in your head, especially family members. Like,
nah, girl, who be saying? I don't give a fuck about what them people be saying. I be saying to myself. That be my thing. I will talk myself out some shit. Ain't nobody else going to talk me out of nothing. I be thinking. That's a fact. For real. Because somebody been there said something to me, and I be like, excuse me?
Now I'm really doing it.
Don't you work at Popeye's? Oh, okay. I'm going to take it too far.
Shout out to my Popeye's work.
I don't know nobody that work at Popeye's for real. Hey, but yeah, hey, shout out to I wish I did. Popeye's,
damn, I know. Now I'm hungry.
Put a nigga on them new wings.
I wish I did know somebody that work at Popeye's. Fuck with me. Inboxes if you do.
Man, listen. And don't spit in Shawnee food.
I would like to be a friend. I'm only talking shit to the people that talk shit to me that work at Popeye's. Not nobody else.
All
I
the Popeye's work. Okay, yeah. Real shit.
I fuck with you if you don't be doing that. Because honestly, you always need people to do those jobs. That's why I don't understand why people act like, oh, I'm so much better. Yeah. You know what
why,
I'm saying?
How do they need $15 an hour, nigga? Because they gonna make my Popeyes, goddamn.
They sure do.
Let them be able to pay for that shit at the house so they can do it with their
money. If I feel like care. I need 25 hour, they can get at least 15. Goddamn.
Come on now.
What I need a raise for? I'll be sitting around this motherfucker. I mean, no, hold on.
You do need a raise.
Exactly. I do need a raise, but I'm saying if I'm saying these people that really be doing their fucking big one. Yeah. That work fast food. Yeah,
cause fast food is not all a hard
of that.
Job.
I mean, not housekeeping, all of that. Like all of them jobs. Like y'all need to pay them people good money.
My job is what you consider easy job. Fast food. That motherfucker line don't slow down.
It's hot.
Don't be at McDonald's. That motherfucker got a breakfast line, a lunch line, a dinner line.
Don't let them release some shit line, that everybody want to try.
A toy.
Oh my god.
But shout out to all them people, man.
I fuck with y'all.
What else you got, Shawnee?
I have. Oh, have you ever done a vision board, Chris? I know it's kind of a girly thing.
Yeah, that's not for me. That's not for me. I do.
Well, there's an app.
And plan out things.
I feel but like I men vision make board. Vision boards.
Yeah, not this man. Yeah, you're right, Daniel. That's not me.
Chris said he is.
Yeah, we not going to do that here. Yeah, them sounds like B's and G's. That new vision board. But shout out to them too, because them bros. Or
this
them.
Nigga. Whatever you want to be. I'm not doing days. This. I'm not.
We not. But.
That is insane.
Okay, but yeah, I'm going to do a vision board. I downloaded a vision board. Oh, I sent it to y'all.
I downloaded it, yeah.
The vision board app. And we're going to do some vision boards. I think I'm going to do more than one. I think I'm going to do one specifically for the pod and one specifically for work and then one specifically for my personal life.
Three of them.
I mean, it's an app.
Like a vision board expertise.
It's an app. So I'm like, if I was doing it and it was like a traditional, like a party and it was just one and I had a poster board, I would just put everything on
Speaking
one.
Speaking of superstitions, do you believe in like sharing them? I heard that, I seen this thing was like, you're not supposed to share your vision boards or your, or
so what the fuck
else.
Is people doing vision board
it's
parties
for you.
For?
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. I just seen a post literally that was like, that vision boards are not they supposed be to
vision
be
board,
shared.
Vision board party might be new, but she might be on the sun about not sharing your vision.
Yeah.
And just
like not sharing
it's
your
for
wish.
You. Yeah, yeah it's for you. In. The vision is just for you to get the shit done for yourself.
So I never heard that though.
So in turn, are you not supposed to discuss like your goals, period, with your friends and family? Or
I mean, they say keep the shit to yourself.
I will honestly say, some of the shit that I've planned out and had lined up and I told people about, that shit fell right on through. Yeah. The shit that I never told people and I just did, that shit worked every time.
Maybe I don't understand it.
I don't tell people shit.
I was about to say, maybe I don't understand it because I don't really tell people stuff in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Like
so,
if you tell a person a plan and that shit don't work, you be like, damn, I told somebody I was going to do that and that shit didn't
pan
out.
Exactly.
Not that I didn't do the work,
that's
it didn't pan out.
Yeah.
But the moment you don't tell people about it and you just do the work, that shit be right there. And people like, damn, you did that? You be like, yeah, I was going to tell your ass too.
I don't feel like I ever feel like, oh, let me go tell somebody about this. I don't feel like I'm ever like that. But we are like very kind of private people anyway. I always say I'm a I'm very private, but I'm like a super open book at the same time.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that too. I agree.
Like, I don't have no problem. Like, if you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. I'm going to tell you. You know, I might have a little anecdote with it, but I'm not just very forthcoming about
life
things that are business. Super duper mm-hmm. personal. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna definitely tell you some shit that happened 10 years ago. Easily. Some shit that's going on right now, maybe not so much. But some shit that happened then, oh yeah, let's get into it. So yeah, it was a cold winter day in 2008.
Nigga had me fucked up.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into it if it's old. But I don't need nobody connecting no dots.
Did y'all have like an album of the year?
Let me see.
I mean, it's a long list. So if y'all don't and y'all think of something in 2022.
Snooze came out. I mean, not Snooze. SOS came out.
It did.
Last year.
Love SOS.
I've heard so many people say Michael was the album of the year.
Michael.
Killer Mike.
I didn't hear it.
I've still not listened to it.
I haven't either. And I like Killer
Mike. And I'm a rap connoisseur. I think Gunna might have had a really great album. We just don't know if he snitched yet. So we can't speak on that.
Y'all, I heard that what you call it, Daddy said. Y'all need to leave that nigga alone.
Yeah, he said that to Lil Baby.
Who said that?
Lil Baby, Young Thug's father.
What?
He keep telling people to shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Because nobody really knows what the fuck going on.
Did Renaissance come out?
Renaissance was 2022.
Yeah, see, she's smart.
But you know what? With that being said, I still pick Beyonce.
It's on my top album.
She did her tour.
Yeah,
this
year, so they ran it up. You seen Cuff and Wetter Remix was my number one song. It probably wasn't even. I wish I could see the amount of times
that you've listened
to played it so that I could, like, in comparison to the other songs. Because I know. When that motherfucker dropped on streaming, baby, I play. What? I play that song.
They don't tell you how many times
I am currently looking at the playlist, and I mean the albums that dropped this year, and I'll be honest, I don't know none of these.
Who? I know SOS. I played, that's not my number five album.
I'm going to say Andre 3000, but y'all going to be like, that nigga shit was weak.
I literally haven't listened to it.
I like a palate cleansing some music, though.
I love Andre 3000.
It really was a moment that you can get out of rap and be like, damn, this shit just kind of chill.
I love Andre 3000.
I'm thinking that might be it, but I mean,
but I haven't
that or Gunna, because Gunna shit was hard. Pause.
Well, I like Gunna too. I ain't listened to it though.
I didn't listen to it.
Gunna me shit either. Was real.
I've noticed that my musical style is if it's like the artist that I'm like super fanned out about, I'm a listen to their new shit when mm-hmm. it come out. But other than that, the only way I ever really explore new music is like if people like will send it to me, or if I just so happen to hear it on a playlist or something like that. But other than that, you said Stingy Gene. How old is that song? Right. It's in my top five.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll be honest. If I look at my top five,
I got old shit in my top five.
I don't know how to find that on Spotify anymore now that it's the new year.
Go to the Wrapped at the top of your thing.
All right, we're going to make this real quick.
But yeah.
I feel like it's easier.
Y'all
want to
hear all of the old songs on my shit? It's fucking
I got old shit on mine too.
Oh, Victoria Monet came out last year. I did like that.
Nigga.
Album.
Spin the Block is number four on mine.
Montel Jordan is on my.
What the fuck is that?
Spin the Block, K Camp.
He said falling. I'm talking about him.
I don't know what that is.
By Montel Jordan.
I got SWV. You're always on my mind on here. Yep, Touch It is on my.
It's number six.
Because we was trying to like. Okay, that's not fair. Because we was trying to learn that dance. That's probably why that's on it. Because we was
number six on mine.
Where's Touch It on mine? Oh my God, I'm crying. 1, 2, 3.
I'm with you.
Rodeo on my shit.
It's number 9 on mine.
You got Rodeo on there.
I do got some old shit, Shawnee.
I'm sure Rodeo's on here. You gotta
La Pat is number
12
on mine.
I don't see Rodeo yet. Damn, maybe I didn't listen to it. Maybe, oh, there it go. It's like way further down on mine.
All mine.
I got fucking Lovers and Friends, Come Over by Aaliyah.
All the old shit.
All the Fiend and Jodeci. Forever Mine by the OJs, nigga.
Forever Mine.
Shawnee ready, yo. She trying to get out the streets.
I'm trying to be out the streets. I think...
I've seen all your Facebook posts. All of them say you trying to get out the streets.
Do they be saying that?
Because I haven't seen that.
What they be saying?
No, I'm saying the Facebook, subconscious? The Facebook game post that you be
Oh, talking. Yeah, they be lying on me. I mean, well, they might not be lying. I don't know. If a nigga come and sweep me off my feet tomorrow, then sure.
I don't think you ever get married, though.
If
she don't want to.
I don't want to. But I'm this person. if I'm with my person and this is a good situation,
you would get married.
I would get married if he want to get married. Really? If he want to get married,
I knew I was getting married.
But a nigga don't never got to marry about me being the one to pressure it. Ever. But if he wants to get married and I really feel that way about him, then okay.
So you like not a 2-year nigga. You not like, you need to marry me in 2 years. Hell no. Nah. You like, nigga, we lucky to make it 2 years.
Hello? Ring, ring. Hello?
Like, damn, we still doing this 2 years later?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just, there's never going to be any pressure for me because I just feel like marriage is.
Do you want a relationship? Could you imagine being in a relationship like where you don't mess with nobody else? You don't.
I'm not a cheater or nothing though. When I have been in relationships, I haven't cheated or anything like that.
I'm saying, like, right now, do you fully want to be committed to somebody?
Sure. This is the thing. That is not what's on my radar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
but if it happens,
but if it happens, then sure. I don't have self control issues.
Yeah.
So to me, I could be committed to somebody.
You know, that's something I had to learn too. Mm-hmm. As a man, that you don't have self control issues. Yeah. That's yourself making a bad decision.
Yeah, that's just like, you nigga, choosing.
You really could just say no.
Yeah. I don't have those issues now. Real shit. I can say that I've never been in a relationship past maybe like 2 years. So I don't know what that looks like once you 10 years in, 20 years in. But I'm also.
You might want some extra attention.
I'm also willing to. I'm not a traditionalist.
Yeah. So, we talk about that.
Yeah. So for me, if the relationship looks a little bit differently than what it looked like to somebody else, that don't matter to me as long as me and mine is happy and good. So. Those type of things don't scare me off of being in a relationship. What scares me off of being in a relationship is that niggas will still lie for nothing. And niggas will still, you know what I'm saying? I just really be like, you can't even tell me the truth when we just fucking around.
Right.
I'm supposed to want to be your woman?
The lying for nothing part really be beating men's ass.
Why you on that?
That's because in their mind, they think women are going to be like, oh, she ain't going to fuck with me no more.
And sometimes that is the case.
Since I'm being transparent here, a lot of men lie for nothing because they be scared to lose the pussy.
Exactly.
They
and, yeah.
You know, you can't tell and the truth about that's it all fair. Because the pussy
but
will
they,
disappear.
But they have to know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
They have to know who they're dealing with.
You got to know personnel.
It would have been better for you to just tell the truth.
Still be able to get the pussy. Hey, fellas, you might still be able to get the pussy. If you tell the truth,
I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes there'd be a good chance that you will. Bitches is competitive.
Oh. All right.
Sometimes when we know it's another bitch in there, we like, oh yeah, that's it.
She ain't gonna do it like this.
What she look like? Oh, you know, man. I don't know. Anyway, but for me, I like to know once I have it in my mind that you're a liar.
That boy's a liar.
I'm just like. Oh man, this is trash because you could have just told me. I just feel like let it be my choice.
Okay.
If I want to fuck with you or not. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's all women ask for, fellas. That's what I've learned in my years of thugging in the streets. Just let them know so they can make the decision if they want to stick through you and everybody else you got going on. Because they normally will.
Yeah.
If y'all want to be 100% honest here, women will stick around. Regardless, even if they got motion, because guess what? When the motion finally kick in where they don't need you no more, they'll get the fuck out of there now that they know to play.
Well.
But until that moment, you said maybe not.
You said well.
We might keep you on the back burner.
We might not. I don't know. But as for me and my household, you know, I just like for people to be forthcoming with me because I'm going to be forthcoming with you.
Open.
Now, I'm not saying... just walk through the door and be like, boy, I fucked two bitches today. Like, I'm not saying that.
Being that honest.
But once I get to the point where if I ask you something, keep a G. Cause 9 times out of 10, I already know.
Yeah, this nigga's a heathen. All right, I got another
my
question.
Precious.
My precious. I got a question. What are you leaving in 2023?
This one nigga.
Not people. not people.
Okay.
Things.
I'll go first.
Habits. What are you leaving?
Go ahead, Daniel.
Unnecessary spending.
That is a lie.
I'm not. I'm really leaving that in 2020.
I don't even feel like Danielle unnecessarily spends a lot.
She probably do. She probably do a little tricking. I think Danielle, how much? Fellas, I think Danielle tricks a little bit.
And y'all, I definitely trick a little bit. I don't know if I should be telling
you
that.
No, but I want to know what gives you
that. I like spending
that.
Money on niggas.
I want to know what gives you that thought that I trick. What makes you think that, though?
You give me, I want to make, yeah, see, that's a trick. A woman that give me that look definitely spends a little money on
niggas. What? What gives you?
You give me the type that when you see something that that nigga may like, that yeah. you just buy it.
No, I do.
That's see? Me.
No, yeah, but that that's tricking me. In a sense because it it's ain't definitely always tricky. Be your man. It's
but that's
be
cool.
The nigga you like.
But that's what I'm saying. If you a nigga I like, if you a nigga I like, and when I ask you shit, you tell me the truth, I'm a trick.
All right, man.
But then when I do all that,
it has and to be reciprocated. Yes.
Okay, so you're leaving that in 2023.
Don't yeah, let me I'm be tricking all on my own. Shana, you know what? That what's that one song? He a trick, and I'm a trick, but he gonna trick bigger.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Why he got a trick?
Let's
bigger?
One up each right, other. Let it be a competition.
That's what I'm leaving. The ones that don't trick bigger.
The ones that don't trick at all. The ones that don't trick bigger.
The ones that don't trick bigger.
Trick bigger gotta stay here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones that's when you be like blah 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 is going on, I'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Them, you're out of here, bucko.
Cause I do the most.
Fucking up. Oh, that's crazy.
Because like, I do. Damn, I feel like
I
do.
Nigga, I need some money.
You need a. I call. Oh my god, y'all. One time. Oh my god.
No,
I gotta tell y'all. I gotta tell y'all.
Chris said, "Do you need to say this?"
So in November, we had a lot going on. This is why we have not recorded. Between the three of us, we have had so much happen in the last couple months. Right.
It's been a lot of life partying and
been,
tragedy.
Yeah. So much going on. So one of the things that happened is my car went down. I had to spend almost $1,000 to get my car back up and running, right?
Not too much. More than she want to spend.
Yeah. So one of the times that it went down, I called and he like, oh my God, I'm at the grocery store and my car is not working. Please, come get me. Please. And he was like,
not a deep sigh.
Oh no. I was like, fuck. I feel like and now it's already I'm one of them and it's already hard for me to ask people for shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, I truly do believe though, if I'm fucking you, I should be able to call you.
Fellas, in 2024, if that woman is fucking you, sucking your Peter, all doing that. All those things. Nigga, get your ass up and help. Now, if she asking every fucking week for help, stop fucking her.
Yeah, that's she
but
doing
But in
a
the
lot.
Meantime, if a woman is asking for a little bit of help, what the fuck is wrong with helping her and you giving her your penis? That's how they be keeping y'all baby because y'all be talking about not helping. And
we ain't even talking about that. Listen, I mean, on top of that,
oh, okay.
I done fed this nigga. I done, like, right, stop right. playing with
I
me.
I hopefully stop I don't play- know hey, what nigga she talking about because I don't want to be against it.
Anyway.
We, as men, we got to stand together in 2024.
Anyway.
That's crazy. No.
No,
anyway,
you
I
tell
don't give
him
a fuck.
The truth.
It ain't no as women we standing together, bitch. If you wrong,
you
wrong.
Tell him
I
the
don't
truth.
Care. So the thing
you
is this:
with me and all
a bum ass nigga standing with a bum ass nigga is crazy.
So it's a, got, so we, the nigga said he was gonna come, right? He like, okay, yeah, all right,
yeah. Gotta look out.
Nigga called me back like 5 minutes later. Like, do you still need me to come? I'm like, damn, did I say I need?
He thought in the 5 minutes you called somebody.
It's crazy.
I was like, never
he
mind.
Thought, he thought in the 5 minutes you called somebody.
Hey, man.
I said, never
I
mind. No they comment. Called the Uber. Like, fuck it. I'm
I
not even about to do
no
this.
No comment because I don't know who
baby,
nigga
one thing
is
about me is I'll call
is.
Uber.
I'm not going to say who. He if he listening, he know who he is.
Shout out to bro.
And that's why he in 2023 listening to the future.
What about leaving in 2023? It won't be procrastination, even though that's a good one.
I'm leaving that.
At least try to do better.
Exactly. I'm leaving that.
It's a process.
I'm not going to say I'm leaving these things, but I'm definitely going to work on consciously doing better
about
it.
Consciously doing better about procrastination. I definitely am.
Like I said, probably what I'm leaving in 2023 is staying within a bubble. Like, that's been my biggest thing.
I
mean,
feel like
since,
you're already in a bubble.
No, nah, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting out the motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Since COVID, it kind of kept me in this weird little space where I didn't want to deal with a whole bunch of people. Like, I didn't have to anymore, air quotes.
Yeah.
And I think I'm done with that. I think I like y'all enough to kind of be
oh,
outside.
Wow.
And
thanks.
No, I mean, you know, swag.
Hey, y'all, this motherfucker Chris going to say earlier, I guess I'll save Danielle's number this year.
Every time I text him, he be like, wait, who is this? You don't even look at the thread, nigga. No,
what the fuck? See, progress. So I'm working on being more present for my people. So that's a big thing, man.
This nigga is sick.
People love you, Chris.
They do, which is crazy.
When's your birthday? Any coming up?
It's already passed.
Oh fuck. Sorry. My
His
bad.
Birthday Christmas Eve.
Oh my God. I'm Welcome so sorry.
Well, then, I'm going to be apologizing to a nigga that ain't got my number saved.
You didn't even say my number. And then talking about, so, welcome to the co-host.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. I didn't say Danielle.
I'm not telling. I don't care about a nigga that won't even save my number birthday.
I told Danielle I was going to save her number in 2024, and I've still yet to save her number.
This oh crazy.
You got
fuck few, your birthday.
You got about birthday. 364 more days to make sure you do
crazy,
it.
Crazy, Danielle.
No,
my birthday came in December 24th, and I didn't make a Facebook post. And nigga, I might have had like two people say happy birthday. And I'm not upset about that. It just reminds you so much that people don't be knowing or caring about your birthday. Like, mm-hmm. you had to make the post for people to just follow.
That's not true.
Happy birday. I definitely made a
post. You must not have it on your...
No.
You made a post for his birthday?
People still don't. No, for my birthday.
No. Danielle, you 10 years behind. Thinking people going to realize it's your birthday because it's on your page.
They don't even do that. But don't know that. Don't Facebook know don't even just like outright tell you no more. They don't. Used to. You got to go look for it.
I literally didn't know. So, sorry.
No, it ain't no biggie. Like, I didn't ask for shit or nothing.
We all had birthdays in your birthday. And me and Chris both had birthdays in December. Danielle's birthday is at the end of November. We was turned the fuck up for our birthdays. Yeah. We did a lot.
Way too much.
I was turned all the way down. I was at the
house. We turned way.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. We kicked it for you.
I know.
We kicked it all the way into Capricorn season.
Capricorn.
Literally like midnight. Yes. Midnight Capricorn season. We took a shot for your birthday.
These niggas. Capricorn season. We was in the club.
We was at the club like.
Capricorn season started.
We came to the club like it's the last day of Sagittarius season. Come on.
He was like, I said, is this still Sagittarius season? He was like, Daniel, get your ass out of here. But he still gave us the shots because Capricorn, it was like three Capricorns. Because
them Sagittarius in there turned up.
Yes. Baby, we kicked it.
We more reserved.
Oh, wow.
That's a lie. I know that much.
I was about to say, we both know at least one.
Yeah, niggas ain't reserved.
That's ridiculous.
And that's okay. We have the right to be arrogant because we're last in the party of.
Y'all don't have a right to be
arrogant.
We got
first and last, technically.
Swag. That's swag. We start this bitch and end it.
I guess.
Niggas is haters. All right, come on, man. What else you got?
What? Technically, God saved the best for last.
Yeah, Capricorns.
No,
Sagittarius. Y'all are actually first, then technically we're last. Don't be that way.
You done?
I'm not. I'm just getting started, baby. Anyway,
I'm vanilla, baby.
I was about to give y'all a thought, but I'm gonna save it until we actually implement it for real.
Okay, so real
because
real
I don't want
question.
Nobody to start asking about it and being like, "Well, what is this?" Because
okay, gotcha.
I really wanna sit down and like us try to figure it out before we be like. Pfft.
Cause she was about to spring something on y'all that we didn't even know, and that was
she kind of know, but kind of not. All
right, so we gonna talk
and
about
you
that
don't later. Know at all.
I don't. Know.
But yeah, hey girl,
hey Mackenzie,
my body.
Hey.
Okay,
with my body.
I don't listen. Anybody listening that has a teenage or preteen daughter, if you would like to join a support group,
yes, go downstairs. We don't need you.
I'm not ready for a
How old is Devin?
Daughter. She's 8.
You got probably like
5 more years.
3 more years before she start tripping.
I'm not ready.
She going to test.
Devin already be tripping.
Oh, yeah, she already
oh,
did.
Oh, she's going to test.
She already what she said? She's what she so said passive. That one time, you not going to whoop me?
Yeah, you so passive. She going to test you.
I'm not ready. You're
gonna Danielle soft. Danielle soft.
I'm not passive.
You know what you going to do? You going to beat her to an
I'm
inch
not
her.
Passive.
You going to beat her to an inch of her life to
I
make her
I am not
you
passive.
Tough.
Danielle, you soft as hell.
You soft as hell.
I am not passive.
What you make before you came to work?
I'm on him.
What you make before you came here?
Okay, that's different.
No. Talk about it.
My son.
What do you want?
My son even, is different.
That shit don't even go together.
With that girl.
Oh, this bitch a boy mom.
That other one, I'm going to have to hem her ass up on the wall. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, this girl's a boy mom.
I am.
I was just telling Shania
an angel.
Earlier.
He's an angel.
I was just telling my sister earlier because she was saying how my nephew, she was like, she was going to take him to Chuck E. Cheese. And then she was like, never mind. I'm going to just go sit in the living room with him because he just likes spending time with me. She was like, girl, this, she said, this little boy to come in the living room and it's his head all against my face and stuff like a little puppy or something. Yeah, I'm
Chuck
like,
Cheese.
But boys, it's just different. It is,
especially when that's your first one. Your first kid is a boy. It's like a different type of...
My first and my last are boys, so I get it.
I think it's the spoiledness of the woman getting the boy. Like, y'all be spoiling the boy.
I don't think I was supposed to have a girl.
To where he wants to really be around you.
I'm a nigga.
Well, I don't know, though. Okay. Because Mackenzie, so my daughter was the one that I wanted. I wanted one daughter. I wanted a daughter. So for her, I was like, oh my God, you know.
Shout out to the
sons. I was sad when they told me Peyton was a boy. I cried.
Oh my God, you wanted a daughter?
I wanted a daughter. I wanted one kid.
Hey, Peyton, we still love you.
I wanted one kid, too.
We still love you.
I wanted one kid and I wanted a daughter.
You're supposed to be a girl.
He got his headphones on. He knows. But... So this is the thing, but like Jacob, with him being the youngest, he literally last night when I got home from work, he's not my favorite kid. My favorite kid alternates. I told y'all this. Mm. My favorite kid right now is Peyton. But
shout out to bro.
So Jacob, I came home from work last night. I got off at like 1 something, so I got home before 1:30 because the place was like up the street from the house.
Yeah.
And I'm unlocking the door, and Jacob right at the top of the steps coming to unlock the door for me like, hey, Mom, Happy New Year. Did you have a good night at work? Did you do
that?
And I'll just be like, my daughter don't give a fuck about
me. My daughter don't give a fuck
see,
about
mine,
me.
See, she loves me, but she drives.
She loves me, but she
ain't. You ain't working, nigga. You in the club.
But see, that's the thing. They're total opposites. Mine don't get out my face. That's what drives me crazy. She don't leave me alone.
But that's how she drives me insane. But listen, that is
shout out to y'all.
It's fine.
But I think if she was like Mackenzie and we both was in our own world, you know, Mackenzie being her
own. But that's because she's older now. When she was that age, Mackenzie was like.
You in for a motherfucking change of the guards.
Oh, yeah.
Because the moment she get old enough to realize I ain't got to talk to you about shit.
She going
to
be like.
Yeah, I can go in there and make my own noodles, and what the fuck I got you here for?
That's what I'm
saying. Don't get
my friends are on the phone. Matter of
even
fact,
even when I try to be like, "Hey, girl, what's going?" She be like,
"Nigga, why are you asking me questions?"
Yeah, looking at me like I'm like, "Damn, bitch, I'm trying to be involved.
Trying to be a parent here. You don't know nothing about this part of life.
You ain't paying no fucking bills around here."
I think it's worse. And me and Devin are Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. We gon' baby listen.
And all Zodiacs, I mean, Mackenzie's an Aries, which is same family, but not
Aries
the same.
Love
y'all
us, though.
Me off of having kids, but man, this might be the year. If it ain't this
really?
Year, if it ain't this year, me and my wife got to have a discussion. A real live.
Why? So have y'all decided that,
about
yes, we want
one.
Kids?
Yes,
oh, about not.
We've discussed having kids, yes.
And y'all won't?
This year?
Just one or what? More than
it
one?
It was supposed to be more like two, but they better be twins. And I'm okay with twins.
I was about to say, because y'all kind of up there.
Hey, we could swing twins.
And it's hard on a body to have. If y'all,
wait, Chris,
listen,
how old are you?
I'm 38.
It's hard
on
the body.
Yeah,
she will be the same age. Yes.
It's hard on the body having a baby older.
No. I know.
We've had that discussion
have
already.
Have that one.
But again, like I said, we don't be rushing. It ain't the fact that we don't be having sex. Let Shawnee tell it.
That is it.
But
how are babies supposed to be made?
We not rushing to have a whole house full of children.
No, you're not having a whole house full of children.
Because she can only have as many as she can have at once.
Y'all, no.
Okay, that's true.
Just have that one. Just had that one.
And then you'll see what it's like.
No, and then they're going to be old as fuck.
Shanae's like, nah, and that's when the shit hits the fan.
I'm saying, hey, you have the one and you be
just
like, ooh, this
one.
Is crazy.
Yeah, just have that one.
You be like.
Then this little nigga,
you going to take that hat on off like, goddamn me.
let me ruin it for you. Devin woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning the other day.
The other day. Sums up with my TV.
Girl, what the fuck?
4 in the morning?
You don't get
as soon,
like,
as,
you
as, soon as I fixed it, she rolled over and went to bed. She just has to hear it. But that's me too. I literally turned my TV on just to hear.
Girl, you better go get. You better come get to bed with me then. What the fuck?
Hey, let me show you how this iPhone does some wild shit that you didn't know nothing about.
I hear what you're saying, Chris. Hey, and then you know what's even.
Look, hit that ear, hold it, go to background sound, and just hit a button.
What?
You know what's even crazier?
You just taught me something.
That motherfucker get to making noise for you.
Devin ain't got no iPhone. She got an iPad though.
That's she do got an iPhone.
Oh, nah, she got a phone, not a pad. She got a phone, not a pad.
Yeah.
Not the pad, not the phone.
Did Jacob find yours? Oh my God.
His daddy owed me some money for this damn replacement.
Oh, you bought a new one?
No, I'm going to claim it and get another one. But
wait, I don't have the ear.
So, Chris, that's what I'm saying. You got to put it on the thing.
Oh. Might... It's accessibility. Yeah.
So, the thing about it.
I was going to say something. I'm going to leave that one.
The thing about it, Chris, is let's sound good, but I'm going to tell you something. I've always been petrified of having two babies at once.
Yeah, there's no twins way. That's my, too much money.
We have twins. I have an aunt and uncle that
diapers
are twins.
For two?
Yeah, yeah. I was so nervous and petrified. Like, please don't let me have no
twins.
We
got twins in our families, too. Well, not in mine and hers. And I'm like, shit, if they happen, they happen.
I mean, if it happened, it happened.
I'm okay with the kids. I did.
Two crying at once is crazy.
I feel like in my life, I actually had things kind of planned out in some capacity. And still to this day, I feel like, I ain't going to say they're still working the plan, but we not far off from where the plan was. If that makes sense. Mm. But having children now would be kind of like within the plan. Like,
no, yeah. It would but have been two at one time.
It would probably be like a year or two later than what my plan was in my head growing up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, nah, you want to have old kids anyway.
I mean, you just got married.
Now you understand the plan.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was pregnant, I was like, if I have twins...
He has to take one of the
babies. That's it.
I would be crying like every day.
We do like the Parent Trap. This your baby, this my baby.
And we gonna meet them up when they get 16.
Well, they ain't trying to do that on purpose, but if it happened, it happened. But this my baby and this your baby. And like, we can swap sometimes, whatever. But I'm not fucking with it.
So this year, guys, that is part of my resolution is possibly having kids. Kid. Possibly.
A part of my resolution well, is you to have a baby.
You could have got somebody pregnant last night. Sleepy exactly. ass nigga.
Yeah, that would have been a time.
I was definitely sleep like a motherfucker last night. I don't remember. I know it was around 11-ish. I just don't remember exactly when I fell asleep. But I know I was done once.
I mean, you still got time.
I dozed like a
you
bitch.
Gotta. You make sure you figure out what Zodiac is going to be. And do it at a certain month so she the
if
baby.
If you have
is
a baby right now, it's a Scorpio, right?
9 months from now.
Well, 10.
10. Yeah. Guess they come out a little short.
Yeah, Scorpio, Libra. I don't know, no chance.
Listen, them little preemie babies grow right on.
I don't know, don't chance it. Babies. Scorpio, Libra, don't chance it.
No, I wait want a little bit. I want a Capricorn.
Okay.
So February, shout out to that.
Bow, 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 bow.
Shoot the club up.
No, you haven't been.
If you do February, then it could possibly be a September.
Do you shoot the club up,
nigga? Now that's personal.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Like damn. What do we need? We don't need no keys. Oh, Jesus. This nigga backed off. What is going on in your house, son?
I don't know.
What, and he ran off. I thought, even picked the motherfucker up. He just ran off.
He embarrassed. We all just laughed at him in his face. What the fuck? He embarrassed.
You know a kid is bad as shit. They don't even pick up
he
the
is
shit
not
drives.
Embarrassed. Nah, he's not bad. Bad.
Jacob
not
is, bad. He's sneaky.
He snuck in there, motherfucker. Quick.
That's Devin. Devin's sneaky, too. But yeah, he's not bad. Jacob not bad.
No. Look, like I said, yeah, we gonna.
We know which one bad.
Yeah,
back to the bone.
We didn't even mention that one.
Back to the bone.
That motherfucker suspended right now.
Damn, she can't go back.
She can go back.
I was
but
say,
I'm saying
that's
she
crazy.
Couldn't. She the last like week or so school she
swag.
Was out.
This nigga know how to get out of school for the last six
that's what
days.
I'm saying. Like, why the fuck you need a 3-week vacation?
That's bad. That's when you know you bad. When you know how to get out
she's
of school
not
for the next
bad.
3 days.
That's crazy. Look at this little motherfucker.
Does anybody
she
else
too
have
old
new
to be
year's
bad.
Resolution?
No, that's it.
Solutions.
That's it.
All right, I feel like the one I told y'all should cover.
Like
most
I said, I'm definitely
things.
Spending more time with my family and friends, like especially for family because
you haven't. You don't spend time with your family.
I mean, I'm talking about like not intermediate, not mother, brother,
like
family.
Extended.
I'm talking about like my cousins, my aunties, my uncles. I want to actually go see them, spend time with them, and really kick it with them.
Why I'm making a face like I ain't doing that?
Yeah, you did. You definitely made the face like, ugh, nigga. You
I'm just
out
playing.
With them.
Some of y'all fuck with y'all.
No, I fuck with a lot of my family. It's just that. I never make time, and I don't think they do either. And that's real. I mean, they got kids. I don't.
I think that...
wives and shit.
For me, like I said, I think that my one resolution will cover a bunch of different things.
Just getting out of procrastination, getting straight to the business.
And I also think I need to probably, I don't know, like maybe this year for my birthday, I'll give people actual invitation to stuff.
Yeah, you definitely didn't give me no invitation to your
party. I just be posting it on Facebook like, hey, y'all, pull up.
Shanae had a whole weekend, party weekend.
And you wouldn't have came.
Now, I didn't need a personal invitation, but she know how to find me.
Yeah, people that be acting like, oh, I need a personal invitation. I'd be like,
no, I needed one closer than what I got. I got a, oh, yeah, I'm doing something, pull up. Nigga, that ain't me. Well, I need you to be like, hey, Chris, you know, I'm doing three things this weekend. Just pick something.
And, well, that's me.
And I would like to see
Well, that's me.
I'm like, shit, I would like to be there.
Well, Christopher,
no,
shit, I'm having three things for my birthday last year. If you would like to come to anything, two of them will be at the River Freeze, and one of them will be at my house.
What else you got for us?
I hope you come.
You got anything else?
For I hope you come.
Yeah, I ain't coming. That's your last year.
He wouldn't have came anyway. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck Daniel. She don't know me.
I want to know. Well, we already, Chris. You already sold up, but I need to know Danielle.
Sold up.
I feel like me and Danielle have very similar goals.
Y'all want to have this conversation while I go use the restroom? Go sure. ahead.
I feel like me and Danielle have very similar goals, at least, well, probably financially and probably romantically for the new year, right? But I want to know, do you think you'll ever get married again?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not like a something like, oh, I need to get married again or I want to get married again. But if it happens, it happens. But I don't know. Because if you ask me right now, it's probably no.
Did you ever? So when you got married initially, did you feel like, did you always feel like, I want to get married?
No.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. It wasn't one of them things like, oh my God, I can't wait to get married. No.
Yeah, I've never been like that.
No.
I'm telling people, like, I always kind of envision me kids having a
wasn't
kid.
Either. No,
well, I feel like I wanted the one daughter, and I just wanted
that. Is
and
that's crazy it. Crazy to have one.
That was it. I just wanted one daughter, and I was like, I'm gonna be cool whether I got a man or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I never was like, I'm gonna be somebody's wife.
Yeah. No. Me either. Never.
So, but like I said, if I
that's why I was like, that's why I asked you, like, you would consider like getting married. Yeah,
but that's just because if I the person I end up with, if that's a goal of his, if that's really what he wants, and we have a stable, you know, healthy relationship, then sure.
Yeah,
sure. I'll try most things once.
Okay, so question. Say you're talking to somebody, right? The vibes are like bomb as fuck.
Immaculate.
Yes. And he's like, so where do we go from here? Like, do you be like, do we move in together? Oh, wait. No. That's not my question. I got one.
Oh, okay.
That was my question, but then I just thought about something. The vibes is amazing. He's amazing. Great man. Ready to be stepdaddy, but he ain't got no kids.
And he want a kid?
Yeah. Would you have a kid for him?
I have said this.
And you love him. Like you singing to my man. Thank you.
The only way I would be willing to have a kid if he is willing to pay for a nanny.
Oh, my God.
He has to pay for a nanny, and he has to give me a mommy makeover.
Those are some big-ass stipulations.
That's what I'm saying. Do you really want this baby?
So, I'm older than you.
And especially at this point, because, baby, if I have a baby for a new nigga, because he like, yeah, I want you to have a baby.
But y'all in love.
Okay, that's cool. I'm also in love with not having no babies. That's so true. If I don't want no babies and you're telling me, like, I love you, girl, I want a baby, I'm going to say, cool, I need a nanny because I've already raised three kids all by myself. I'm not saying I'll be all by myself, but I don't want to start over. I don't want to start the process over of raising a child. I don't want to do that in that capacity again.
Yeah.
So I would have to have a nanny, number one. And again, I would have to have a mommy makeover. I literally just told Chris 10 seconds ago that having a baby is so much harder on you the older you get.
Yeah.
So now if I met a man this year and he wanted to have a baby, and considering that I don't necessarily technically have any options on the nigga right now, I would be 35 by the time I had his baby.
Okay. Yeah, let's spin it on me. I am older than you. Let's say I get with a nigga.
I got two kids. And I'm fixed, by the way, for anybody that didn't know.
I'm not fixed, but my birth control
tubes are tied. My tubes are tied. So it would be, my stipulation is, I'm not working no more. So I like that. A nigga want me to have a baby.
I ain't working and all I want, and I want a nanny.
I don't, you don't have to give me a nanny. Okay.
I'm not. I would rather the nanny and go to work.
I'm not going. Well, both of my kids, I didn't work until they were two.
I'm going to be honest though.
Like, I just can't leave an infant. But.
Until two?
Yeah. When I had Daniel, I didn't work until, I didn't go back to work till he was two.
Now, I'm not saying that ain't the right thing to do. That is kind of the right thing to do. But boy,
and with Devin, but you know, Devin was, she was a preemie. So, you know, she was super small. And still, when I went back to work, she stayed at home with her dad. Like, he worked nights, I worked days. But I just, nigga, I am not working no more. If I agree, I'm older.
I almost feel like a man that could afford to give me a nanny and a mommy makeover if I have a baby, I can stay home.
Yeah.
He probably could afford that.
For sure. I'm not going back. If you want me to have a baby, and mind you, it would have to be a spectacular motherfucking nigga.
You got to be. for me to get married or. Spectacular nigga. For me to get married or have a baby, you have to be.
And you ain't got to have no kids.
You got to be the man of all of our dreams.
If you
got a kid,
you all right.
If you had a kid, I'm not doing it.
You are right. Yeah. If you don't have any kids, I'm head over heels in love with you. You're a spectacular nigga. A man with a capital M.
A man.
I will get these tubes untied. I done already been
home. Damn.
And I'm not going back
to work. I gotta get my tubes untied. So mine is a little bit.
But I'm not going to work. I'm not doing it.
I done been tricked by, but we ain't gonna baby together, ass nigga.
Nah. Fuck no. You gotta not have
fuck
no
that
kids.
Guy.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. What else? If you got your own goddamn kids, boy,
that's
go to hell.
Yeah, you, that's your kid. No, nigga.
And I love little
she said, no fuck that guy.
I love little Jamiroquai like he my own. We ain't got to do this shit.
No, well, hell no.
That's a really
if you have
phrase,
a kid, boy. That's fine. I'm going to be the best motherfucking
that's the only
stepmama
way I would,
ever.
Yeah. If you, that's the literal only way I would consider it is if you did not biologically
have
your own
kids,
children.
Yeah.
That's
that
it.
Said, we ain't got a kid together.
But we don't.
That's,
well,
that's some wild game, fellas.
But I'm just saying. Hey. What if it look like you?
Y'all need to stop that shit. That's some wild game.
Yeah, no.
How we ain't got, what you mean you don't want to have no more kids? We ain't got one yet.
Yeah.
No, nigga, I got two already.
Yes.
I got
two nigga, already. It's only if you don't
and
have
and I was
none.
A perfect job. I had a son, a daughter. They was right back to back, not even 2 years apart, 20 months apart.
Now
good.
You're speaking on who said the shit. Exactly.
They that know who shit. Said it. If I said, yep. They
you
know.
Right. We can math.
The math. All right, man. Y'all already know who it was. It wasn't an Ibra nigga.
Shit.
And that guy's Shanae in 2024.
That is Shanae always. That's Shanae since 1989.
That's Shanae all the time. Like, why?
I'm just saying.
Oh, shit. All right, what else you got, Shanae?
Bow, 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 bow. It's that booty me. Hey, 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 hey.
You want to tie this balloon knot?
No.
Wait, okay, wait. No, I wasn't done.
Why do balloon knots look like booty holes?
It is.
I was about to say I like balloon knots, but
why do you like balloon knots?
Freaky, because he like booty holes. That's what you're saying. It's a booty hole.
Would you move a nigga in here?
No, I've never lived with a man, ever.
Yeah, that's the hard part about life is y'all. Eventually, if y'all want a man, y'all going to move him in.
Why?
And or move in with him, but you
why?
But you got.
Give me one good reason.
So you a believer in having separate space?
I'm definitely a believer in having separate space. But it's not even necessarily because of, like, I just feel like as people in general, I feel like things are easier when you can refresh and reset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes harder.
You can't do that at home with a nigga?
I wouldn't know because I've never done it.
Okay, good answer.
But I feel like if it's a situation like, say we together, we beefing real bad, tension high, it's crazy. I don't even want to come back to this motherfucker.
Damn.
Today.
No, I mean,
but I'm saying, like, walking on eggshells, you can cut the shit with a knife.
I think a lot of people don't understand that part is doesn't have to happen.
It doesn't like, have to happen, but sometimes it does. But
as adults, though, an adult conversation.
And I get that. But I also understand that I know, even if we ain't even talking about a conflict, sometimes I just like to be by myself. Same.
Yeah. I believe that. That part I do understand, but I mean...
I told y'all, I want a bridge house.
Get a place big enough to kind of...
I want a bridge house.
Yeah, that bridge house is pretty cool with both sides.
That's what I like.
Guys, if you don't know what a bridge house is, it's a house, it's two separate houses with a connecting like foyer or bridge or...
Yeah, you just walk through to the next place. You can walk
away to the other side.
That's what I want. That's why I know my man got to have some money.
Because that nigga need to be there.
Because he going to have his own house. Damn. And I'm going to have my own house.
So we can be in a cul-de-sac.
You want to win.
Or, you know, if I don't end up with somebody like with a hella money or something like that, and we do I have my own bedroom. My grandma and grandpa, maybe this is too because like I've been conditioned like my whole life. I've seen is like my grandma and grandpa had their own bedrooms.
You know what's funny? I think older generations, when you get older,
I just ask
that's
somebody
a
that.
Real thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a, I think in it's your dope 30s, to have in your 40s. I think that's more like in your 60s when...
No, because you can come together. I think now in our generation, we are more in tune with ourselves. So I feel like we're too in tune with ourselves. No,
though.
So I feel like two bedrooms. I literally just asked a nigga this. But if he would be down with like separate bedrooms. But like sometimes you would sleep together. And then sometimes you'd be like, you know, I really want to be by myself. Because like with you. Do you have to go to bed at the same time?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the difference is a lot of people.
Communicating.
Yeah. Communicating.
I don't even always want a nigga laying next to me, though. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's with the two bedrooms, I don't always have to sleep next to you. When I want to be underneath you, then I can be underneath you. But
what if that's
the day
you don't want to be underneath you?
Then you don't have to.
Just say that, baby. And I can go to my room.
You gonna be pissy?
No, that's not true.
Oh, nigga, yes it is.
No, it's
women
not.
Don't take
I had a friend
for that.
I had a friend whose parents
don't
had two different houses.
Well
that's
to tell
crazy.
Her, I don't want
to. All
you
had to do
tonight.
Is like, no. I'd rather you tell me than me laying here and you got a motherfucking attitude.
Because I'm gonna feel it.
He's just gonna be dealing with your sweaty
nigga,
ass body.
No, that's not. You could tell. You could tell. No, tell me. I'll go back to my room and.
But I just also know that this is why another reason why I feel like a bridge house instead of a room is more my calling. I like to have kickbacks, have all my friends
but
over there.
But the likelihood.
You want that nigga to be able to leave and go to bed when you
hey,
to
I'm
to
out
bed.
This motherfucker. Y'all kick it. I'm gone.
Yeah, but
or
the
whatever.
Likelihood of a bridge house is.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. You could probably get a bridge house built with less than $400,000.
I'm speaking this into existence.
Now, the other side of the house ain't going to be big. It's going to be a bedroom over there. It ain't going to be two kitchens in that bitch.
I'm speaking into existence. If we both got a house like this, I'm cool with that.
Hey, that is swag, though. I just thought about this. Okay, so you had a main house which just had a living room, kitchen, dining room area.
Yeah, everybody, we could share
bathroom,
a kitchen.
And then you had, let's say,
like a guest house.
Let's say three bathrooms, three bedrooms. But every bedroom had a wing with a bathroom connected to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That might be able to work for less than $500,000, $600,000, like literally.
Yeah.
Because it would just be like hallways just leading to a hallway.
Long hallways.
I'm going to be honest with
you. A reasonable size hallway. It don't have to be long, but reasonable size because now you're talking square footage. But a reasonable size that just leads to a bathroom, maybe a window at the end of the hallway, and then a bedroom on the far side. Like I could see that working. In having a common area kitchen, dining room.
We can share the kitchen and
I mean, you have to build it, but I can see that working. Having three different wings because you got three different bedrooms and bathrooms.
The man that is meant for me got money.
Okay.
I'm not saying he,
now,
you know.
There's a lot of poor niggas out here. Hey, fellas, shout out to the niggas
right,
still
that's
trying
what
to put
I'm
it
saying.
Together.
The man meant for me
got money. These women think that
got
these rich
money.
Niggas is waiting around for him.
I'm not saying rich, but I'm saying the man that's meant for me, he is financially smart.
Okay. Claim it.
He knows how to make shit happen.
Yep. He can teach you something.
He gonna teach me something.
That's
I love
what all
that.
Women ask for.
And we gonna be able to get this shit done.
Speak it, baby. Speak
we gonna it. Be able to get it done exactly how we want it to.
Hey, Kevin Samuels, I miss you.
Damn, okay. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm just saying I miss my nigga Kevin.
Damn. I'm even literally saying.
Can't miss Kevin?
I want for the man that is for me to come into my life and teach me. I'm tired of being a teacher. I'm going to be honest. Not saying that I'm not willing to, but I'm tired of being the one with all the game.
You don't even teach you how to change
being
tires.
The lead.
I'm tired
like,
of being the one
I,
to have all the game.
Yeah.
You want to teach you how to Dougie? What you want to teach you?
I want him to teach me
finances,
all that. I want him to teach me anything that's good. Yes, anything that is good for me to know. I want him, anything that I do not know that he's good at, that he can do.
Put
I
me
want him
on.
To teach me how to do it. I don't even want you to just do it for me.
Teaching you how to use OnlyFans.
Okay, sure. So I'm not gonna do much on it.
That ain't teaching you then.
Why ain't they teaching me?
Teaching you into a profit.
There are plenty of things you can do on OnlyFans that don't require.
She can be a cameraman
for you to be
okay. Showing where y'all off. Going with this.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm gracefully bowing out.
I would like to hope that the man I run into is secure, but also would prefer it if I'm not showing my goods for money.
Okay.
I would like a secure man. I'm making a whole vision board for my nigga. I don't give a fuck. I'm making a whole vision board.
No, that's four. She already had three. She already had three. That's four. But that's a good idea, Shanae.
I'm making a vision board for my man.
Hey, fellas, I'm gonna put a curse over all these vision boards.
That's insane.
I'm gonna hit them with.
That's why you're not gonna see them.
The wham bam.
That's why you're gonna have quadruplets.
If I had quadruplets, we keeping two of them.
Oh God!
That third baby going to find us.
Quadruplets is four.
Them two babies outside the closet, two going to find us. And we going to split them up. I'm sending one to
but
Africa.
Yeah.
I'm sending one to
Africa
Asia.
Africa is crazy.
I want my children to be diverse.
For that fair-skinned
child. If they going to be four children, I need them to be diverse. At least two.
Yo, you ain't even going to be around. Why you care if they
your
diverse?
Baby is going to be light
my
as
story,
fuck.
I want
to
know.
They going to come back like Celie's babies did.
I was about to ask how any of y'all seen
I
the
haven't.
Color
I
purple.
I
want to
see it so bad.
I have not seen the new color purple.
My mama just asked me, go say, you want to go with this?
When y'all going?
I've been watching Raising
Kanan.
But
yeah, I do. I want to see it so
But it
bad.
Might be too late to talk about Raising Kanan.
It is.
Good answer.
Do you watch Raising Kanan?
I haven't seen this season at
That's
all.
What I'm saying. You're going to be the only one. You're going to be talking to yourself, Chris.
Until then, you'll watch it because Shanae's never going to watch
you gonna
it.
You're going to talk about it to yourself.
No, like, I haven't watched this new season.
Okay, and cool. Have you watched that episode?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they finally, you know, the not paid for
they didn't
app
post it on everything. I seen it, yeah.
Yeah, the app that I normally, the website I normally watch all my free shows on, they didn't have it the day before, but they had it today. So
download the app.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm already going through my budget and realizing I pay for way too many apps that I don't need to pay for.
No, I got a login for you, Chris.
My nigga. We in there.
But yeah, this nigga ain't got your
just
number
text
saved.
It when you get there. Oh, you right.
No, you a hater. This nigga Sean ain't a hater. We gonna bring him my pass.
Pick the phone up right now.
And do what?
Save our
number.
I do it when I get home.
Oh,
you don't
so
want that login.
Shit.
You don't exactly. want that login for real. Go ahead and pay what you weigh, ho. Go play
watch
with my
it for
friend.
Free the day after.
Well, you could watch it on time.
I know.
For free
text,
as well.
I'm gonna text her later.
Save the number.
No, I'm gonna text her and say, hey, Danielle.
And that bubble gonna be
like
green.
I know who it is. Hey, Danielle.
I hope that bubble green as fuck. Man,
niggas be hating. What else you got for us, Shanae, before I play some music on getting us out of here?
I really wasn't done.
Talk about
what's
coming
up in
the
pod. I was about to say, damn, I really wasn't done talking about my men.
No, we definitely don't.
Why are you hating on me? You got a wife.
I do.
I got a question. Why he ain't no B?
Yes, nigga.
But no. What do we have coming up for the pod? In the spirit of my resolution of consistency, I don't know what Danielle and Chris's plans are, but we plan on being more consistent with the pod. Now, I know we say this often, but this is what I think that we need to do.
Okay.
And y'all tell me if y'all agree or not. If listeners as well, but I'm speaking to y'all right now because y'all the only ones that can reply to me right now. I think that we should go into a season kind of format. I think that we should, instead of trying to go the whole time, maybe we should pick, you know, a couple of months. We're like kind of like what we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe we choose our time a little bit more carefully. Like maybe this time we'll do it into like maybe we'll go. We'll just take the whole month of December off instead of, or we can just do it November and December or like half of November and December or whatever. However, but we do it like that to where we know we have a break coming up.
What season we on?
Hey guys, do you know that the reason we don't pod is because niggas have real lives.
We do, but that's why.
We're not trying to discredit the fact that you guys listen and enjoy it and we're grateful for that. We just actually do have real lives. But we will be more consistent this year. So if that's what you want to do, we will pencil all that in and have it done correctly. So yes,
I'm yeah. with you. But even on top of that, this is what y'all have to understand: we don't get paid to do this shit. We don't.
We trying to figure out how to get ads.
We pay to do this shit. Actually,
we do.
So the thing about it is, you know, if niggas gotta be like, well, I can't do that today because I gotta go to work, so I can't record. Then it just is what it is, because currently this is not a stream of revenue for us.
Yeah, like we're just enjoying being here with y'all.
Literally just do this shit because we like to do it, love to do it for real. So for real. Like, you know, I understand, you know, that niggas be wanting us to be here all the time. Or
I'm
be
glad
around.
Y'all listen. Thank you.
I'm very glad.
And happy new year to
oh my god,
happy new year to you all also.
I used to think that was a Kansas City thing, because y'all be adding S to Walmart.
They be saying Walmarts?
Yes.
Daniel, shut up.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Niggas not saying Targets.
No, I said Walmart. Sonic.
I have heard the S on Sonics.
Yeah. But again, that just rolls off the tongue. Sorry, guys.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
I don't type it. I just say it. God damn it.
But yeah, I feel like, and not that y'all aren't understanding, because y'all really are, but I'm just saying, like,
I appreciate that.
I think it's a little bit I think it's more, when I put it plain black and white like that, like, we don't get paid to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not making no money. Not to put y'all in our business, but we don't make no money doing this. We literally spend money to do this, and we spend time to do this shit, and we got kids and wives and dogs and families and cousins, yeah. And you know, we got family members that are sick and dying and all that shit going on. So like, if we got to put a little pause or a beat on this shit, then we do. It That's just what is what it do. Is.
But we are grateful for you guys listening.
We are grateful. So I think that maybe if we try to figure it out like that in a designated break time,
I fuck with that.
Then we'll be able to, you know, maybe finagle some shit a little bit more, so then we'll know. Like, if we know, like, oh.
Shana, you said stingy. What was your?
I think that's my favorite GNY song.
Is that the one on your
what?
List?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's your favorite GNY song?
All right, y'all. On the way out, we listen to Shana's favorite song for 2023.
No, my favorite GNY song. I need to all tell right.
you something. The one that's on our
list.
Our
favorite song was Cuff It.
Yeah, but we done played that. We done played that motherfucker out up here. Times. I play it right now, baby, make it. I'ma sing Cover to Genuine Stingy. Don't let go till it storms again. Oh, somebody need to mash these.
Hey, she just
that might be good.
She did.
That might be good.
Cause my heart's in it. Hey, this is Jacob. A good one. This is a good Genuine song.
Jacob, do you remember when you fell in the hallway?
Yeah, he about to start beefing.
Cause I don't want you. This his song to me.
Aww.
Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Why you say hello?
Hey, he don't speak to nobody, so y'all just special there. I heard it.
Say hi, Pot.
Hi, Pot. Aww.
I just wanna keep you.
Oh, we kind of harmonizing. I like that.
I know how you do it.
Baby, you're the only one. Yeah,
that ain't how you do it.
Then y'all sound like a hater that ain't participating.
Oh my God!
Please forgive me. I'm just stingy, but how could? Oh my God! All
right, y'all, we out of here. Happy New Year to all the new.
Happy New Year's.
To the people that's fucking with us, to the people that's
wait, you gotta let Shana sing this.
Bye.
I appreciate don't y'all, stop man. Really kicking it with you us. To the,
I feel like falling in love. I'm in the mood to fuck something up. I need some drink in my cup.
Drink. Shana, get the solo.
I'm in the mood to fuck. This one of my songs at karaoke. They be on Fellow Live like, bartender, baby, sing cover.
Oh,
I be like, cover. Oh my God, y'all love me. Can I sit on top of you?
Hey man, this year means a lot to us from y'all, man. So take us into this year with a lot of strings, man.
Listen,
share, like, subscribe, be there for us.
We need 1,000 followers on TikTok so we can
on
go
everywhere.
Live.
On everywhere.
Hey, if y'all give us 1,000 followers on TikTok,
we going live.
We need 1,000 on TikTok. We need 1,000 on YouTube. We need 1,000 everywhere. We trying to go visual for y'all this year. Yes.
If y'all want to see titties, follow us on TikTok.
We trying to do all of
and
that.
I'm gonna be real with y'all. If y'all get us these listeners, these subscribers, these views, I promise you, I'm going to tell some of these stories.
All right.
We're going to turn this bitch up.
Listen.
We're going to turn this bitch up.
I have a serious thank you. I mean, it's all serious, but listen. We've gone through so many changes, so many evolutions as a pod since we started.
That's a fact.
And I just want to say to everybody that has stuck around, even the people that didn't stick around, we really appreciate y'all. Because we just trying to figure this shit out.
We winging it like a motherfucker, but we doing all right.
Big wing.
Big wing.
You know, wings. Big Wing, the lady that makes the mashed potatoes good, and the mac and cheese good. Big Wings.
Shout out to, man, listen. Shout out to them Thanksgiving and Christmas meals.
They was good.
They was.
I made roast for Christmas.
You did. We didn't get into Christmas.
Damn, roast sound good.
Christmas
I'm so
is behind
hungry.
Us, but we didn't get into
it's
Christmas.
It's all behind us, but we here.
Jacob, what you get for Christmas? Tell him nothing, nigga. I ain't after nothing.
You get some money? Jacob Shaw. Nice. We didn't hit never be on the pod.
Right,
we gonna have Mackenzie on here one week. She gonna talk out of death.
She gonna be lit.
We gonna get Mackenzie on here. She gonna talk tell us how she running the high school.
She gonna be on this motherfucker.
She
like,
ain't even in high school.
God damn it.
She do run it
even already, and she don't run high school.
Mackenzie gonna be on this motherfucker like, but listen here, Bookie. I'm telling you,
hey, that's gonna have the best views ever because it's gonna be all her.
We gotta have her, but we gonna have Mackenzie when we visual because they gotta see her face and see how ignorant she is.
Oh my god, don't call it.
But I really do appreciate y'all so much. I myself have been doing this since 2019, and it's 2023.
24.
My bad.
Damn.
And I was, that was the first time I did that so far, but I guess that was the first time I had to say
it. This is
I'm not exactly where I thought I would be with it yet, but I'm absolutely not where I also thought I would be when shit started going downhill. So I appreciate everybody. I appreciate Chris and Danielle for hopping in and saving our ship.
Oh, we riding this motherfucker.
We here. Whether y'all listen, hold on. It's my part time. Bet you you'll see far. Bet you you'll go far. Bet you you'll entertain. Bet you you'll meet God. Oh, we gon' fuck up the night. Spacious flight. Baby, make it rain. Don't let go till it storms again.
Sean ain't gonna take us all the way out.
I pray
this.
That this will never.
Don't worry, y'all know it's a few seconds
love
left.
Coffee, don't stop. Let me love you to the remix.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate y'all. Daniel, it's 2024.
Daniel, nothing.
Bye.
Oh, this bitch.
Oh, that was weak.
No, I don't. Thank you guys for listening.
You never gonna get no bridge house acting like that.
So, no who?
A bridge house.
Oh, damn. I would like a bridge house, guys.
We can listen.
But I've enjoyed this so much. So I am so thankful. The hostings we've been doing, the parties we've been having. I'm grateful. Thank you guys.
Yeah, and Danielle didn't even think she wanted to do this. I did. Tricked her.
She did.
We'll tell y'all about that story next time.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.